listening to a podcast from Light FM.
Unlocking the secret to better parenting. This is Growing Pains on the Light Breakfast.
Okay, Elaine, what would you do if you found out your teenage child was vaping?
Okay, I actually found out she was vaping because I caught her. Actually, I caught her in Penang. Okay, we were on a holiday and then some of my other cousins were there and then something dropped out of her bag.
Right.
And then I don't vape, so I don't know what that looks like. So I found out then and there. And then I sat her down and I gave her this whole talk. But the thing is, I can't stop her because if you tell her, you're not supposed to vape because of this and this and this, and she'll just do it behind your back.
Right.
So what I did was I told her the consequences of what would actually happen if she continues to do this.
Right, because you told her the facts about how unhealthy it is. Okay.
Yes, you know, her health will, you know, eventually become bad, then there's cancer of the lungs and so on and so forth.
Right. And so how did she respond to that?
Well, you know, as a teenager, they'll go like, ha, 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 and then, you know, and then they probably just do it, you know, but all I can do as a mom is just tell her and probably just scare her, you know?
Yeah, to make them realize the consequences of their actions, right? You know, you could also do what one of our other listeners suggested, saying that you write an I told you so message right in front of her. Big words, I told you so. You tell her that you're going to keep this in your bag, and when the day comes and when she realizes it, you're going to hand this over to her. Say, I told you so. You shouldn't vape. Like that.
Probably I should just stick it on her wall in the room as big as possible from today onwards, since this is the topic of discussion.
Right.
But, you know, the good thing is, Terry,
I
found out that she has stopped, you know.
Great.
Well, because I think my words really actually scared her.
Well, I am happy for you and I'm happy for your daughter. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing, Elaine.
Welcome.
So that's what Elaine did. What would you do if you found out your teenage kid was vaping? Call us on 03-9543-3333 or send us a WhatsApp message or voice note to our Cellcom Digi Lightline. WhatsApp 016-510-8888 right now.
Parenting conversations on Growing Pains.
Today we're asking you, what would you do if you found out your teenage kid was vaping? We've got this voice note right now from Gabby.
My son is 14 years old. If I catch him vaping today, instant motherly reaction is to scold. But after the scolding, he'll get the pep talk of why vaping is not good for health. What will happen to the lungs? I think just painting him the scary picture of throat cancer and the lung suffocation would be what I would do.
Right, make them realize the consequences of their actions. Seems like a great way to go. This message coming in from Jacob says that he's already saved a playlist, a YouTube playlist of videos highlighting how dangerous and bad it is to vape. He's just waiting for his kids to turn 13 and he'll play the entire playlist for them. He's all set. I guess looking ahead and planning is also part of preparing yourself for that. What would you do if you found out that your kid was vaping, your teenage kid was vaping? Call us on 03-9543-3333 or send us a WhatsApp message or voice note to our Cellcom Digi Lightline. WhatsApp 016-510-8888 right now on Light FM.
Parenting conversations on Growing Pains.
Anas, what would you do if you found out your teenage kid was vaping?
Maybe I find out where I went wrong.
Oh no. That's the first thing you do, is it?
Yeah, of course. I can't put the blame on him all the time, right?
That's fair, actually. That's fair. Okay, what's the second thing you're going to do after you blame yourself?
After the second thing, I have to Google and show him what is good and what is bad, how dangerous it is, right? You know, how bad it is for health.
Do you think he'll be responsive to that?
I think so. If you put it in a proper way, they will be responsive.
Okay, I want to hear you say it. Let's say you're speaking to your son right now, your teenage son, and you're going to bring this up. What would you say?
Well, talk to him. Come, Atticus, come sit down. Talk. I'm going to explain something to you, and I show you something. And I explain it more as a friend to him than a father. But I'll be strict. I'll be stern.
Right.
I'm not going to be shouting and raising my voice. Putting fear. The fear that I should put into him is knowing how bad it is.
That's true. And you know, that's very straightforward. And I think it says a lot about the way you've raised your kid that this method would be effective in actually conveying that message. Because I feel like our generation, right, Our parents would have done the exact same thing, but with a rotan in their hand. Thanks for sharing with us.
All right, you guys have a blessed day.
And what would you do if you found out your teenage kid was vaping? Call us on 0395433333 or send us a WhatsApp message or voice note to our Celcom Digi Lightline. WhatsApp 016-510-8888 right now.
Parenting conversations on Growing Pains.
The Light Breakfast with Asha and Terry. Good morning. And today we're asking you, what would you do if you found out your teenage kid was vaping? We've got this voice note from a person who wants to remain anonymous.
I first found out when my boy was 15. He has got this device, which I don't know what is that. So I found out from his bag and I asked him, what is this? And then, at the same time, I was also, you know, learning from him that, oh, this is a vape and, you know, there's also flavors that comes with it, you know. So I instantly got shocked and I told him, why? You know, I asked him, why? How do you get to know all this? Oh, because a friend was sharing with me. At that moment, I gave him some pep talk, obviously, you know, and I sent him articles and I told him, you are big enough to know at 15 years old that these are not very healthy and it has potential health hazard, you know, in the long run. So obviously at that time, you know, my reaction was I confiscated it. He was also very, you know, scared because that device doesn't belong to him. It's his friend. I said, no, ask your friend to come and talk to me if he wants it back. Okay, so I gave him this peace of mind. And after that, you know, obviously, I kept track on his movement and, you know, regularly check his bag and all that. So fortunately, 6 years down the road, he is more mature in knowing the right and wrong of this. Yeah. So he has stopped it completely. He learned his lesson well.
Wow, thank you for sharing that with us. In fact, thank you to all of your messages for coming in and also your calls. We can't air all of them, but you can always keep sharing and continue this conversation at our Instagram, which is light.my.
You've been listening to a Light FM podcast on Shock. That's SYOK.